That lesson was in the Ran as well. But the idea behind Leif and Akumbet, that is the Derech of Ksalim Lehisakim. Less than Dalai Lamas. And therefore, Dinei Keschach Gomer, it has this Schach that's Schach Atap is Schach Gomer, Umutur Lehisham Eschachtav, and you can sleep under it. Like we saw in the Ran, that's the Nafkamina between the Scarvas and a Reish. If it's a Reish, you can't sleep under it. If it's a Kirov, you could sleep under it. Shiroyim Kilo Niskarav Hadoifen Besoifoi Laistabo. We look at it as if the Doifen was Miskarav Besoifoi to the Istabo. The Hoya Schach Lamat the Mes. First of all, what's Besoifoi? What does the word Besoifoi mean? Just, I don't know how to fit it in. What does he mean Besoifoi? Kilo Hadoifen. The Rambam said, "Akilu l'skarva doifen l'skarvus." The Rambam said, "Skarvus." He throws in a word that's very enigmatic. Akilu the doifen was miskarv b'soifen. Making these on bottom. What is b'soifen? Sounds like a very small thing, but it's going to loom very big. And then it's another strange thing. He says that therefore the schach is l'mat ha'meshu. Schach l'mat ha'meshu. Schach l'mat ha'meshu. Have iskarvus. So that the doifen is no rechuk between the doifen and the istaba, but the schach is still a malam yeshu. The Ran, when he said that you could sleep under the schach if it's iskarbas, was sounded like because midim sal yotze, since it's still inside your sukkah and it hasn't become a doifen, so it's a malam yeshu. But for that sal yotze helps because he says lefishi tos rashi at the beginning of sukkah. The Ran sounded like it was midim lefishi tosus rashi. The Ran sounded like. Sleeping under the schach over here, even after the scarves, is only midim tzal yaisi. But the Ritva says something else: that royim hadoyfin kilin iskarv, that royim kilin iskarv hadoyfin besoifel leitzdabo, and therefore the schach is lematim eesrim. So that's two diukim over here in the Ritva. First of all, what's besoifel? That's the main one to remember because we've got here a few things here to remember. The main one to remember that when he's explaining Rashi of the scarves, he says kilin iskarv besoifel. We just don't know what the word besoifel means. And he also says that once you say iskarvus, so the schach itself is lamat ha'meshu. That's rather not like the. I think that's even though always the Rish was like the Ran. It's almost always here. There's a divergence from the Rish and the Ran. The Ran said you can sleep under the schach if it's iskarvus, but only midim sala yetsu. The Rish says no. The schach itself now is lamat ha'meshu. How did that happen? How did the schach become lamat ha'meshu? Not so clear. Then the Ritva rejects this pshat. Why did he reject it? Why does he reject it? He rejects it for the same reason that Rashi rejected it. Even though he attributes this to Rashi. But in our Rashi, nothing's I, Rashi rejects this. Why did Rashi reject this pshat of Iskarvus? Avir, because then it should work by Avir too. The Ran also said it should work by Avir too. If it works by Schach Basel, if you could have a Iskarvus even through a Schach Basel, you should be able to have a Iskarvus through Avir. What's the logic of that? What's the argument? Why is it so possible by them that if you could have iskarvus by schach basel, you could certainly have iskarvus by avir? Why is avir better than schach basel?
There's nothing there.
There's nothing there, so it's less of a hefsek. Less of a hefsek. That's what I also listen to what he says. First of all, he says because that doesn't the lashon of doifen akuma doesn't sound right. So really nice feeling this akuma here, it's not equal. But oi, do I mean like having a mechilton? She may she aver ben esayim a moim doy ben akuma. Where am I? Vale who motzi the kor of yoiser should discard of yoiser leschach kishi esham avir mehe kishi esham binyan chazok. It's more likely that the sukkah is going to actually fall over or move over if there's nothing, if there's only empty space. But if it has schach posel, sabinyan chazok, it's not so likely that the sukkah is going to fall over. That the doifen rather is going to fall over. We're talking about the doifen falling over. I mean, it's going back to what he said before, derech haksolim l'sakim. Saying it's more derech haksolim l'sakim when you have avir than when you have schach posel. So if you can say derech haksolim l'sakim when you have schach posel, which is a binyan chazok, so certainly you should be able to say derech haksolim l'sakim when you only have avir. That's already a clue that when he says derech haksolim l'sakim, he doesn't mean, well, since ksolim are okim anyway, people don't build Ksalim straight up, so you have leeway. See, the Derech HaKsalim Hasakim has to do with the Kaisel moving. Ksalim, the Kaisel falls over, it tilts over, Ksalim are not stable to a degree. So, but that's less true by Yisrach Poslan than it is by Avir. Interesting thing is going on over here. We'll see in a minute, it's going to be important. So anyway, so what does he really hold? He's explaining now Ikum, he's explaining the race. So again, listen to how he says it. He attributes this to Taisus. The Taifan Akum Shiroyim Taifan Zer, the Rechaiko, Vesech Dal Ramas, we look at this Taifan that's, let's say, 3 hours away. Kilo Haisa Mitchilosa Smucha Lischach, as if it was originally next to Lischach. Elishin is Akma Vinis Rachka, but it got crooked and fell back and became more distant. V'nasim miktsos eschach, and as it fell back, some of it turned into, some of it became schach. V'ein loy mekeng shish avi v'nasai. It's a psavar over here. That doifen akuma doesn't mean just we look at it as a crooked doifen. We look at it as a doifen that fell, or that buckled backwards. Doifen was next to the istaba, and then buckled backwards, and okum, tilted back, and it became okum. And in order to have that imagination, we have to look at the schach as if that was part of the original doifen that is now buckling outward and becoming a resh. So I got to say a whole history over here. Well, what does he need this for? Doifen okum is we look at it like a resh. That's what we also doifen. It's halacha moshe misina. You could look at it like a resh. No, that's not looking at it like it. You have to attribute it to a whole, you have to see all the geological layers over here. That this sukkah that I just built yesterday, I look at it that it was really straight, and then it buckled outwards, and that's why it has the sur now, where there's a little bit, we have a different, part of it's horizontal and part of it's vertical, because originally it was really a straight type. Why do I need it? Who cares? I have a right to look at it as a race. Hadvarim Noitim, no pun intended. That the Ritva, when the Ritva says Derech Haksolim Lisakim, it's a whole different Derech Haksolim. I also Derech Haksolim Lisakim means that nobody ever builds a perfectly straight wall, so obviously you have a certain amount of leeway. So the Torah built in, they have a leeway. The Dalai Lama could say Doifin Nakum. That's not the Pshat. At least that's not the way the Ritva learned the Pshat. The Ritva learned Derech Haksolim Lisakim means that it's a Derech Haksolim to move, or to fall, or to buckle. And Ksalim that start off being straight, they don't necessarily stay that way. And of course, the built over here might shift in the course of time. And the idea of Doifen Akuma, and here it diverges between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, what does that do? Therefore what? So Derech HaKsalim Sakam. Ksalim don't stay in the same place. So in Rashi, thought, the pshat is that I look at the Doifen not the way it is now, but the way it's going to be eventually. And according to the Ratosis, I look at the Daifan, not the way it is now, but the way it was originally in my imagination. And that's what he meant in Rashi, where he says, B'Sofa. The Rashi B'Sofa is in contrast to the Tosis, where he says, B'Tchilosa. That's Emes of Sharon. That word, B'Sofa, that's a whole world. The b'sofa that he has in Rashi is the opposite of what he says in Tosfos of b'tchilosa, meaning that the way it is now, the doifen is dalet amos away from the istaba, and it's no good. So what does doifen akuma give me? So according to Rashi, what it means is derech haksolim, the derech of haksolim that they move, and even the kaisel right now, even the doifen right now is far away from the istaba, since sofa that is going to move towards the, it could fall towards the istaba or shift towards the istaba. Between the scar to this, because it's the Derech HaKsolim. He says, it's the Derech HaKsolim Lisakim. I read you again. He's quoting Rashi, Pirush Rashi. Doifen Akum Lefisha Derech HaKsolim Lisakim Pachas Vidal Ramas. And therefore, Dinoi Kitzchak Gomer, Umut Lishtamash Tachtov, Sheroyim Kilin Iskarv HaDoifen Vesoifoy Laistabo. I look at it as if the doifen eventually was miskara to the istiva. So I look at it, I'm down at al shem soifut. And even though right now it's rochak min istiva, it's not so far away. Eventually it might become close to the istiva. Derech haksolim l'sakim. And if I have a right to look at it as if the doifen moved over towards the istiva. By the way, I think it's the oimek. Why in Rashi we saw there's two possibilities, a resh and an alachsay. Why an alachsay? Why can't the two possibilities be a resh and iskarbus? In the other Rishonim, I'm talking about a resh and iskarbus. Rashi's lashon was a resh or an alachsay. Because in Echrami, Rashi maybe is also envisioning. What I'm picturing is that something that happened to the doifin. Rashi, it's not going to happen that the doifin moved over laterally. The doifin might fall by alachsay, or it might buckle into a resh. But it's never going to just move sideways. The literature does seem to sound like it's moving sideways. But Akoponim, that's the notion. The Kaisel, the Soifoi, is going to be miskara to the Istibu. And therefore, I'm down at Al Shem Soifoi. Ad Kere Kach, the Ritva holds that the Schach, therefore, is called Schach Lamata Me'esher. Because when the Kaisel shifts sideways, the Schach will also be shifted sideways and it'll be on top of the Istibu. That far already, the Ram didn't say. So I don't know exactly which the clue the Ram is arguing with, but that the Ram doesn't have. Even if it's Derech HaKsolim L'Sakim, the Schach is the Lamal Me'esher. The Kaisel, I can look at it, Kilu, it's eventually going to be Miskarav, so I can look at it as being Karav, already now. The Ritva, and the Ritva takes it a step more literally. That since I look at it as Hashem Soifei, that the Doifin is going to be Miskarav to the Istibah, when the Doifin will be Miskarav to the Istibah, so the Schach will also be Lamal Me'esher. That's why you can sleep under the Schach. That's when he's talking in Rashi. So in Rashi, Doifin Akuma means it's Al Shem Soifoi, that it's going to be, again, the Lashon Ritva is, Sheroyim Kilu Niskarav HaDoifin B'Soifoi L'Istava. We look at it as if eventually the Doifin was Niskarav to L'Istava. When it comes to the other, then he says, he doesn't like that, because that's even more likely by Avir. By Avir, there's no Binyan Chosel. If you could do it by Schach Bosel, where it's really very hard to imagine that the Doifin is going to move because it's supported by the Binyan Chosel. So by empty avir, it's certainly likely that the doifin is going to do that. So why don't you say doifin akuma by avir? So therefore, he says rotosis trap. And what's rotosis trap? Again, it's still built on derech haksolim l'sakim. But derech haksolim l'sakim now means not that we look at it al shem soifi the way it's going to be eventually, but rather we imagine the way it was l'chatchilo, b'tchiloso. And royim, we imagine that b'tchiloso this was a straight vertical wall right next to the istaba, and it buckled outward. How can it buckle outward? It buckled outward, like where did this extra schach come from? So the answer is, because I look at that schach as part of the original wall. The original wall, I don't have a picture, but it doesn't need a picture, right? The original wall was like this, and then it fell outward like that. And this is the schach puzzle. So I imagine this schach puzzle that originally, obviously that's not what actually happened, but I project backwards the history, because since Derech HaTzolim Masakim, I project that it was originally like this, and then it was misakim like this, and therefore, and this was part of my original doifin. That's bitchilos. That's what he says. That's his loshen. Sheroyim doifin ze keilu haisa mitchilos esmuchel eschach. That it was originally near the schach. Eloshen is akmav and is rachko, but then it buckled outward. Benasim mitchilos eschach. In order to do that, we have to imagine that some of this doifin is what we say as schach. That was actually part of the original. The original doif. Ben kach, both in Rashi, what he attributes to Rashi and what he attributes to Tosfos, it's the same idea. That derech haksolim masaka means that this is what happens to ksolim. And that's why when he talked about his objection to avir, had to do with the fact that it's not a binyan chozok, not an issue of hefsek. Just this history that we're projecting, or future that this history that we're projecting backwards, or this future that we're projecting forward, it's more plausible. Why isn't it plausible by avir? So that's why he likes Tosfos Strat better, because that'll account for the why it doesn't work by Avir. Because by Avir we can say that the schach buckled sideways, because we see this empty space. That's the pshat. I think that's the emes pshat rit. It's a fascinating rit. I don't know if I would say such a pshat as a shtickle Torah. I think I would get thrown out of yeshiva. It's a baal bata shipshat. That's what David Akuma means. But as I state in Ritva, I think it's clear in the Lashonis, and what's beautiful to me is that's the that one word, Besoifa, what is that? There it says, that's the mirror image of the B'tchilosa that he says afterward, which is also strange. What's this B'tchilosa, the Besoifa? That's how we understood the different. That's how we understood the different.
How does this work with understanding Dovrakuma and Baish Niflas, where the whole house was like that originally? How could you possibly assume that something was like it before?
But Tosh is trying to understand by Baish Niflas, that's not a problem. Schach Possum. It buckled outward, and the Schach Possum, I look at part of the original vertical wall. You're right, there is a problem, according to Rashi, that I look at it as if I look at the Seif, that the Kaisel is going to move over. How does it help for the Schach Possum? Even if the Kaisel moves over, there's going to be Schach Possum. So Rashi Nafi Zayin sort of addressed it. Rashi Nafi Zayin said, no, it goes by Lachsein, it'll fall over, and it'll exclude the Schach Possum. But in the Ritva, it doesn't work so well, because he learns when it falls over, you could still sleep under the schach, because it becomes lamatame, it becomes lamatame. So how does it work by schach possible? Yeah, this problem bothered me also, I don't know. How does the Ritva, the way that's the news capture, but why doesn't it bother him? This in his Pshat and Rashi, that we look at Al-Shem Sofai, right? So we look at it right now, it's the Kaisel is over here, far away from the schach. But I imagine that it's going to move over, or it's going to fall over. Yeah, and he says when that happens, this schach, this lamalam mechav, will become lamata mechav, because that will also move on top of the istibah. So you can even sleep under the schach. Okay, but what if this was schach possible? You have to move by schach possible too. How does that work? Any of that? Okay, any of that. But nonetheless, I think that's what the words of the Ritva are saying. So if that's the case, so now I understand the Ritva says that it only works if it's tanis mechias the schach mitayim and depression. So if this is the way we envision, Doifan Akuma, because there Chatzolim Lisakim, that I look at it as if I had a straight, I had a solid, I shouldn't leave loose to your pipe, my thing. I look at it as if I had originally a solid wall, and it buckled outward like that, and that's the tzura that I have now with Schach Possel, because the Schach Possel was my original wall, so therefore I can look at it as I can go after the Tchilo, and the Tchilo was that it was like this. So he says that now I understand that will not work with Kudasik and Tfanis and Megiris Lischach. Why? Because if the Tfanis don't reach the Schach, I think just B'Matthias. He says, if the Tfanis don't reach the Schach, my Doifin is down here, and my Schach is up here, and I find I have a good Asik in the middle. But Lemaisa, physically, I can't imagine that this was once upon a time a straight wall that then buckled outward. And it buckled outward, how did it become two different pieces? Like, I think that's what he's saying about Balabat Teshuvot. If Doifin Okuma works, the whole ritual is about Balabat Teshuvot. The whole Doifin Okuma works is I imagine that there was originally a straight wall, which buckled outward into the form of a resh. So that I can imagine. But how can I imagine that I had a straight wall that buckled outward into a good asik? It just doesn't make any sense. I have to have this royim. The royim you can have in the tfaris, because derech ha-ksolom l'sakim. But I don't have a derech ha-good asik l'sakim. So it doesn't fit into the scheme. The Etzim Bar is very carved to what our Chayim Musay Taka, that the reason why you need Tfanis Megis, I think the Koryakim says, the reason why you need Tfanis Megis L'Sach is because in the Derech HaKsolim L'Sachim, Kudasik doesn't work. You can't say Derech HaKsolim L'Sachim L'Kudasik. You have this far in place. But I think it's Beferish and Ritva. That's what I want to be Beferish. But I think in these Ritvas it says Beferish to Savon. That's the Mitaim of the Perishna. Maybe that's Taka Pshat already in the Ra. Balabat Pshat in the Ra. Just to say about Balabatish Pshat and the Ran is not such a kunz, but I think it's Mefurish and Ritva. Not Mefurish and Ritva. Okay, let's go on. Start the next sub. So the Mbora says, Hoysa Pusum Yasar Tvokim Bechokim Pukte Lashnim Alasar Mesh Misfas Kakma Kesel Kimul Tvokim Psulu Hokus Mikan Hokus Mikimul Tvokim Shera. You have lovod, so then now you have a mechitza of asar tzvachim. Ma'ish no hosim da amid, pokus da ramis, ma'ish no da amid pokus mi gimel tzvachim. Why don't you say over your doifin akuma? Even if the kak is more than gimel tzvachim away from the kaisel, you should say doifin akuma. Where exactly would be the doifin akuma? The poshim shot would be between the two tfanis. Between the chakak and the kaisel. I look at the chakak and the kaisel as being one doifin that was misapit, chayin as poshim shah. Maybe there's room to say otherwise, but that's poshim shah. So the Gemara says, no, also to isil doifin, by regular doifin, akum, I have a doifin of asorah tvachim. It has issues, it's rochak min aschach, it's lamalim esrim, so I have to fix it. But here, I don't have a doifin in the first place. Chokal is shvuya doifin. Because less than Asarat Tvachim doesn't have a Shem Doifin at all. You can say Doifin Akuma when you have a Doifin. But you don't have a daifin in the first place. If you don't have a daifin in the first place, you can't say daifin on Kuma. Let's just do the Gemara. Let's just your action quickly. The Kaka of Kuma Be'emsa, today last name of last hour, can I get a Kuma? Ba'isa Kuma Hesha Sukha Ba'ayach Ba'ayachav. Kaka is Megimel Kilovot, Alok Lomashim Yisinei, Chashvin like Ilu Achkak Lovot, Ma'ki Arach Kaisel. Rashi says the love it is that the kak reaches the kaisel. Could have said the chara the other way around. The kaisel reaches the kak. Love it means sniff. Whatever in French. Dover shemarichin oisli al yidei sniffim kidei listen of kaka al chakak. Hosom lishtu doifin pochus ar amas. Hosom ikvi shem doifin olam. The chol doifin shem pochus mi asor shmoy doifin. I feel the way out of Rakiya. Even if it's the Malam Esrim. So even though the Gemara actually is addressing the Gemara, Malam said that a doifin Malam Esrim is loy chazi le doifin. And you still say doifin akum. And here we're saying they only say doifin akum when it's isay le doifin. Because the Chara, naively, is a steer between Omer Aleph and Omer Beis. Gemara Omer Aleph says that the whole chiddush by Istaba is that I would have there said, maybe only by a bias where it's chazi le doifin. But when you have a doifin, it's the Malam Esrim, it's loy chazi le doifin. Still, you said, I would have said, maybe you don't say doifin akuma. It's not chazil doifin. Kamash malon. So in Amar Aleph, it says you say doifin akuma even if it's loy chazil doifin. And this Gemara says that you only say doifin akuma if it's isil doifin, but it's left isil doifin, you don't say doifin akuma at all. You actually know there's a chilul. Here we're talking about something that doesn't have a shem doifin. Less than Asar Tochum doesn't have a shem doifin. Lamalim v'yeshim, it has a shem doifin. It's not a doifin that's able to be machshu the schach, because it's too tall to be able to be machshu the schach. So there means lechazin. It's lechazin for the schach, but it has a shem doifin. So for that we could say doifin akuma. But here it doesn't have a shem doifin at all. A shem doifin, we're not gonna give it a shem doifin by saying doifin akuma. Hilchach ad dal rama is chosim mashu agmi rachmanu lemoishu doifin akuma. When you have a doifin, then you have doifin akuma. But all chapachas miyasor ain't shem doifin alo. Ela hashtu devinu lishvuyah doifin. Hilchach b'mesh ain't a doifin leagmi rachmanu. The Torah didn't say doifin akuma something that's not a doifin. The doifin akuma agmi, but I love doifin. Because pach is megimul tvanu bechol duchto lo avod aroli by tvanas. That's bechol duchto. Then that's shapa domi, viloi lo. Okay. So I want to take a look at Tosis. The bulk of Tosis will leave till after the Chazor. But I want to look at the bottom of Tosis. The last thing of Tosis. Tosis is from Taimar. Terekam of the Shabbos. Perikam of the Shabbos, Gabi Bayis, Shein Teich Yasor, Vechokim Kvol Ashlim Lassor. Amayle Mechalek, and Gaiki Agavnum, Yesh Mishvatz Chak Vela Kaisul Gimel Tochim. You have a Gemara in Shabbos, very dumb to this Gemara. You have a Bayis, Shein Teich Yasor, so it's not a Rishus HaYochid. Vechokim Kvol Ashlim Lassor, it says in the Gemara that it becomes a Rishus HaYochid. It does not say anything in that Gemara about requiring that the Chak be within Gimel Tochim of the Kaisul Yabayis. Chered Poshut Shabbos in that Gemara is that it doesn't matter. You could be Mitzarech, the chakak, which is only, let's say, 5 shvachim, with the kaisel, which is another 5 shvachim, and you don't need to have lovud b'emsa. So why is it different than over here? V'yesh leimar delay domi. Rosh Hashabbos, shalom nei regal yabim l'sukkah, to be'in l'mechitzei sasmuchas l'schach. Somewhat cryptic Tosfos. So what does Tosfos say? Yipshutoi, could read Tosfos. Tosfos is saying, really, you see in Shabbos Daka that you could be mitzarech without lovud. No problem. You have half a doifin over here in the chak. You have another half a doifin in the kaisli abayis, and that's fine. You're good to go. By sukkah, there's a technical problem, because if you're going to be mitzarech the chak to the doifin. But it's more than 3 tefachim away. So where is my schach? Only on top of the chakak. Because I only get the asar tefachim inside the chakak. Outside the chakak, I don't have asar tefachim. So where do I have a good mechitza? Only in the chakak. So where is my schach? On top of the schach, on top of the chakak. But where is the doifin? Half of it is far away from the schach. That's the halacha, that the doifin has to be smuchus the schach. The mechitzas have to be smuchus the schach. It's in Mishnah. You have to have mechitzas smuchus the schach. That would l'chayra be the simple, or the naive, pshat in Tosfos. That pshat is very difficult to sustain. What's the difficulty in that pshat? This is the problem, this part of Tosfos.
Hashlema.
What?
Without Hashlema.
The Pashuk Rav Tosfos says that really you could have tziruf. You see, in Shabbos you could have tziruf. You could have half a doifin over here, half a doifin over there. It's fine, not a problem. It's a good doifin. It works. The only problem is that in Sukkah you're going to have a problem because the schach is over here on top of the schach, and my doifin, where is my doifin? Three amos away. So my doifin is far away from the schach. That's why over here you need to have lachud. What's the kasha? It's against the Gemara. So how do you read the Gemara? The Gemara says, if that's the pshat in Tosfos, then it says that this is actually a good doifin. In Hilchas Shabbos, this is a fine doifin. What's the problem? That it's rochek min eschach. No, so that's what doifin akuma was designed to fix. That's what the Gemara says. Doifin akuma works where it's isa l'doifin, but it's rochek min eschach. For that, we invoke doifin akuma. Here says the Gemara, it's no good because it's less l'doifin. But the Chorin Tosfos is just the opposite. That it's a good doifin. You see in Hilchas Shabbos that it's a fine doifin. A doifin could be, doesn't have to be lovud. The doifin could be half over here, half over there. It's also a fine doifin. The only thing is that it's going to be rochek min eschach. My doifin, where's my doifin going to culminate? Rochek min eschach. So what's the problem? Rochek min eschach, that means it's isul doifin, but it's rochek min eschach. The Gemara says that then you say doifin akuma. The whole Gemara is that the problem in our Gemara is that that's not true. That here it's less than a doifin. That's why you can't say doifin akuma. So there must be something else going on in this place. And the emesis is already a remes, a clue in the Lashon of Tosfos himself, because Tosfos throws in that in Shabbos it's l'noi regular Am. What do you need it for? All he wants to say is that really the real Gemara is Shabbos. Really, you could have a doifin, You don't need lovud. You need tzarif to chelkei adoifin. The only thing is here there's a technical problem because it's going to be rochek min eschach. What do you have to come out to Shabbos l'noi regular Am? That's not the distinction. By Shabbos, nothing analogous to being rochek min eschach. Maybe that's not the end of the world. Yichalanu loymar that I might have thought maybe by Shabbos also the doifin has to be can't be rochek from the Rishus HaYochid. The Rishus HaYochid is only inside the chach. If I'm going to be misar the doifin, even though it's far away, so the doifin is going to end rochek min Rishus HaYochid. So the same way that the doifin can't be rochek min eschach, maybe it can't be rochek from Rishus HaYochid either. The doifin, no, rochek from Rishus HaYochid, I don't care. It's just a regular rabbin. The doifin could be rochek from Rishus HaYochid. But over here, it's a different problem. But here, there's hakadina that can't be rochek min eschach. So maybe that's not so terrible. But the main problem is that it's against the Gemara. The simple reading of Tosfos is that really you could say tziruf. You don't need lova to be tziruf to chelkei doifin. The doifin would be fine. Something to be said with Humpty Dumpty in the wall, but I'll leave it to you to figure it out. But Akapanim, you can have a doifin that's a little bit here, a little bit there. You don't need lovud, you can put it all together and you have a good wall. But the only problem is, but it's against the Gemara. So what do we do? So to this dava, let's see what are the other Rishonim saying. Many Rishonim, this Tosfos not the only person to address this guy. Many Rishonim address this guy. So, I don't know the shyness in front of me. Maybe it'll be faster this way. Special is the Michtam. The Michtam here on the spot says the Teretz. It would have to be helpful to have the lesson, but.
We have the Michtam in the Kol.
In the where?
Michtam's in the Kol.
Oh, yeah? Where did they put it? After Ramanaha. On the Chachmei Provence, yeah. Makes sense. B.H. Lehman. He's stressing Tyson's question. The shining out of Shabbos, the like kapdinon Ela amokim rochav dalid v'gavay asar. Shabbos, we only care about the mokim, but it should be have the right dimensions. They came in the chokav with dalid al dalid. Have le toicha kak, which you say yochid gmur. V'loy ich baslan. The toicha kamachit. I don't know what toicha kim means. Roichim should be v'loy ich baslan. Mistake. Michtam says the chiluk. Shabbos, I only care about the makom. The makom has a shear of asar tvach. Asar tvach and goyla. Here, the inference is we don't only care about the makom. We care about the machitzas. The machitzas have to have a shear. What's the michtam saying? It's a very lumdish michtam. The michtam l'chayr is saying Rav Chaim's word. And Mr. Rav Chaim, we talked about it in the past. Rav Chaim's, we spoke about the Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim says, Rav Chaim's explaining the Rambam, that by a lechi, there's no ketusim echta shiur. Because it doesn't have a shiur. So the Rai would ask the Rambam, what do you mean? Lechi has a shiur too, has a shiur of Asar Tzvachim. So Chaim said, no, it's not Lechi. A Kerei has to simechtus, but a Lechi doesn't have to simechtus. Because a Kerei doesn't have a shiur. So the Rai says, what do you mean? Same way a Kerei is a shiur, tefach, shiur tefach. It has to be a tefach, and it has to be a Kerei l'kabel ariach. So Lechi also has a shiur. So the Rambam said, it's not Lema. By a Kaira, the Shir is a Shir in the Kaira itself. The Kaira itself has to have a Tefach. Kusimech, this is not a Shir. By a Lechi, the Shir of Asar Tvachim in a Lechi, Lechi is a Mechitzo. Lechi is a kind of Mechitzo. The Shir of Asar Tvachim is not a Shir in the Mechitzo. The Shir of Asar Tvachim is a Shir in the Rishus. The Rishus is Asar Tvachim. Rishus HaYochid is Asar Tvachim. The Mechitzo has to be as high as the Rishus. We talked about this when we talked about Shippu Yoyal. We talked about this in Chai. You see it even in the Gemara. The Gemara later on, we have the limudim for how do you know mechitzah asor. One of the limudim was because me'alim liyod the shechina lamata me'asor tvachim. So what does that have to do with the mechitzah? So the shechina never came down. Lamata me'asor tvachim. We want to know shir mechitzah. Who's talking about mechitzah? There it says, you see that a rishus is asor tvachim because the rishus of the oritz is ad asor tvachim. Me'alit follows that the mechitzah has to be asor tvachim. Be'etzim the shir mechitzah is a shir in the rishus. The rishus has to be asor tvachim. And Mimela, the Shir Mechitzah has to be as high as the top of the Rishus, otherwise it's not Chitzitz between this Rishus and the next. The Rishus will spill over. The whole point of the Mechitzah is to be Mafzik between Rishus A and Rishus B. So the Mechitzah has to be how high? As high as the Rishus. And the Rishus is Asar Tvachim. So that's how high the Mechitzah has to be. Rishus Yochid goes up to Asar Tvachim, so the Mechitzah has to go up to the top of the Rishus Yochid, so that it's a total barrier between the Rishus Yochid and what lies on the other side. So Reb Chaim said, that's the Pshat in the Rambam. A lechi has a shir of asar tochem, but the shir not be'etzim in the lechi. It's a shir in the rishus that the lechi is coming to be mechitza for. That doesn't have to simech the shir, because the shir is never in the lechi. The shir is in something else. Adkan the Rav Chaim, famous Rav Chaim. So that's mamish the michtam. The michtam says, that's mamish the michtam. The michtam says that the reason why there's no issue of lovud when it comes to rishus of Shabbos. But that's by Shabbos we're talking about a mechitza to create a rishus. So the Michtam says because over there shining up a Shabbos lekapdin and ela amokim roch of dalat vokim v'gavay asara. I need the mokim. The rishus ayochid has to be gavay asara. It's not a shir in the mechitza. It's a shir in the mokim. The cave in the chokah by dalat al dalat. Since I made a kak with dalat al dalat, and that is godur up to 10th vokim. Now is this rishus ayochid? He goes, it's 10 tefachim high, and it's totally segregated from the Rishus HaRabim, because you have 5 tefachim that's segregated by the Chakak, and separated by the Chakak. You have 5 tefachim that's separated by the Kaisel. Either Kaisel and the Chakak have no shear from one to the other, but I'm not looking for shear in the Kaisel. If it was a shear in the Kaisel, I would need a tzirif, because the two half shearim have to be mitztarif. But it's not a shear in the Kaisel, it's a shear in the Mokim. The Mokim goes up to Asar Tefachim, and till the top of the Mokim, there's a barrier between it and the Rishus HaRabim. So that's all we need. Masha Enkein. It doesn't spell out the Masha Enkein. But obviously the Masha Enkein is, by Sukkah, it's not only that I need that the Mokum should be Goder. The Sukkah, the Doifin itself has a Shir of Asar Tvachim. The Doifin itself is important. It's part of the Sukkah. Daven itself is part of the sukkah, so therefore it has to be, it's a shear in the, there the Asarat Tvachim is a shear in the Daven. Shear in the Daven has to be Ad Asarat. So then you need a Tziruf, because if you only have five Tvachim here and five Tvachim here, then neither Daven has a shear. Who says it can be Mitzar after? That you have to have Lovin. That's the Teretz of the Mich. Beautiful Teretz. The Rashba and the Ritva in Shabbos during Dav Zayin, but that's Sugya, they say a Teretz, so Chayra very close to the Michtam. They both say, the Rashba and the Ritva, that Shabbos is different. Because by Shabbos, all I care about is that the person inside should be Roya Atzmai, that is Mukuf Mechitzus. And that I have. There's five Tvachim and five Tvachim. The person inside is Mukuf. And Tvachmahat. Mashe Enkin, they say, by Mashe Enkin in Sukkah, by Sukkah you need, by Sukkah they say you need, by Sukkah you need, well, I'll give it a short version. There's a Rashban Shabbos, the Shainus and Tells the Kedidency inside. There's a lot of deep mirror in the Shonis inside. But it's a Rashba and a Ritva and Shabbos of Zion and Beis, and it's a Ritva and a Ran by us over here on in Asim. All of the various Shonis, Stida put together all of the various Shonis that they use. And I don't remember now exactly which one. All the Shonis verbatim, I can't tell you. But the Sachako from all of these Shonis, all Heilich HaMokam Echad. They all say that by Shabbos, all I care about is that the person should be Mukuf Mechitzus. So for that, I don't need Lovud. By Sukkah, they say, you need, not only the person should be Mukuf Mechitzus, but the Mechitzah itself is part of the Sukkah. The Lashon they say is, the Ritva and the Ran, by us, is that you need a Mechitzah Hanikeres Shehi Shalom. In the Ran, in the old Fusim, by us in the Ran, is a Tois, it says, Shehanikeres Shehi Shalom. But in the new Raz, they fixed it. It's Shishalot. And the Ritva's perish. Shishalot. You need a mechitza that's nicker that it belongs to the Sukkah. And they add, the Rashba over there in Shabbos adds, and the Ritva by us, and the Ran, they all add, that's why the mechitza of the Sukkah has to be curved to the Schach. It can't be rochak min haschach. Because you need a mechitza sheni kereshem shishalah, therefore the mechitza has to be karav l'schach. Because if it's not karav l'schach, then it's not nikeresh shishalah. So since you need a mechitza sheni kereshem shishalah, you need a mechitza that's nikah that belongs to the schach, that is part of the sukkah. So therefore I need to have a tziruf between the two chelkei ha mechitza. What are they saying? It's a little bit of elaboration. But I'm telling you that these are the lashonos that they say. You need the elements of what they say. You need a mechitza sheni keres shishalo. That the mechitza has to be nikkur, that is part of the sukkah. And they bring a proof to that from the fact that the mechitza has to be karav l'schach. Why does the mechitza have to be karav l'schach? By Shabbos, no, that it has to be karav for the Rishis Yochid. Yeah, Rishis Yochid, that has a mechitza that's far away. In between will be a kamus probably, but the. In effect, that's the case over there of Chak. You know, the mechitzah is, in effect, is far away. That doesn't matter. But here, the mechitzah has to be close to the Schach. Why does it have to be close to the Schach? Because the mechitzah has to be Nikeresh Yishalah. And because the mechitzah has to be Nikeresh Yishalah, so therefore, you can't be Mitzarev to with that, you need to come out the lower. That last leap is not so clear. What's that last step? So we'll elaborate what they're saying. I think what they're saying is the following. And in every mechitza, we can distinguish between two things. The effect of the mechitza and the mechitza itself. The effect of the mechitza, we can use many verbs, is to be geider, to be makif, the thing that's inside, to separate it from the outside. That's the effect of the mechitza. But the person inside, the rishus inside, should be nivdal and chatsui from what's on the other side. That's the effect of the mechitza. But then we could also talk about the mechitza itself. The thing, the mechitza itself. Shabbos, I don't care about the mechitza itself. All I care about is the effect of the mechitza, that the rishul should be mukhav. I don't care about, use a consistent lashon, shouldn't be. I don't care about the gether. I care about the gidur, the pu'ul of the mechitza. The pu'ul of the mechitza is to separate the rishus yochid from what's outside. So it does. It doesn't matter if it does in a small increments. There's one tefach, another. I have five tefachim, and then another five tefachim. Who cares? The effect is the same. It's gider, the rishus inside. It separates it from the like the michtams. I think it's a little bit different than the michtam. It's the effect is to be gider. That effect can be had in increments too. By sukkah, you need that also. But besides that, by sukkah, the mechitza itself is significant. Because the mechitza itself is part of the sukkah. And because the mechitza itself is part of the chevtz of the sukkah, so it has to be nikkur that it exists. If the mechitza is not nikkur, nobody knows that the mechitza is there, so it may have the same effect. The person inside may still be godur. But if it's not nikkur that this mechitza has anything to do with the sukkah, then it can't be part of the chefs of the sukkah, and I need the mechitza to be part of the chefs of the sukkah. That's what they're saying, that if the sukkah lemosh, if the mechitza, for example, is rochak min eschach, so the reason why it's no good is because not nikerashi shalom. I mean, the pu'ulas hagidr I have. But the problem is, but nobody sees the gedder, because the fence over there, you look at the sukkah, you don't see the gedder. The gedder, the mechitza is far away. Nobody associates the mechitza with the sukkah. If you don't associate with the mechitza with the sukkah, then it's no good, because then you don't see it as a sukkah. And in order to be a mechitza that's part of the sukkah, you have to see it as part of the sukkah. That's what it means. It has to be nikerashi shalom. I have to see the mechitza as part of the sukkah. If I don't see the mechitza as part of the sukkah, then it's not mistarif. Then the sukkah lacks, and then it lacks in the chefetz of the sukkah. Therefore, they say, and this therefore is still not entirely clear. Therefore, you can't be mitzarif the two chalakim. I think the pshat of the therefore is, even though they don't really spell out they don't spell out what they want. I think what they're saying is, because there's a din that the mechitza has to be nikeres, has to be mechitza nikeres, a mechitza that's an increment is not a mechitza nikeres. Because if I only see five tefachim, I look at it, I don't see a mechitza. I see the other five tefachim, I also don't see a mechitza. I have to add it up in my mind. Oh, there's a half a mechitza here, half a mechitza there. That's not a mechitza nikeres. If it's not a mechitza nikeres, then it can't be. Then it lacks in the chefetz. Then it can't be. To be part of the chefetz of the sukkah, it has to be nikeres, that it belongs to the sukkah. And the mechitza has to be there, has to be, I need an entity, a mechitza, a single mechitza, that's 10 tefachim tall, that I can then perceive as being part of the chefetz of the sukkah. And if I just do it in stages, then no part of the mechitza by itself is nikeres that as a mechitza. So I basically have an invisible mechitza, it sort of sneaks up on you, I have a little bit here, a little bit there. So that's not nikeres yishalah. So if it's not the pu'ula sa mechitza, the pu'ula of the gidur, we're good enough. But here I need the gedder itself, mitzad the gedder itself, I need it sirf. Which lesson? Well, they do actually say that they had the word shishalah, but they say the lesson of nikeres. Mechitza nikeres shishalah. The Ritva, the Ritva Beferish quotes when he says this word, the Ritva Beferish adduces the Gemara about Amud, about Mechitza nikeres. That a sukkah gabi Amud is no good because it's not a Mechitza nikeres. And he explains, what does it mean, mechitza nikeres? Mechitza nikeres, this is what it means. Mechitza nikeres means nikeres yishalah. I need a mechitza that it's nikeres, that it's part of the chetz of the sukkah. It's had the pu'ul of the mechitza, it's fine mechitza, that amud is a good, for Shabbos it's a good mechitza, because I'm godur. The person on top of the amud does not feel that the name of Shabbos are going to bump into him. But the mechitza itself is invisible. People don't notice that the amud is serving as a mechitza. They don't see it as a mechitza. They don't see it as a mechitza, then it's not a mechitza nikeres. And to be part of the chefetz of the sukkah, you have to be nikeres that you're part of the chefetz of the sukkah. It has to be nikeres yishalah. It's a hesber in the Gemara of Amud. That the pshat in mechitza nikeres is that it has to be nikeres as part of the chefetz of the sukkah. That's what they're being meisiv. They're being meisiv pshat in Amud. Here, by the way, I want to add something. The Maimer HaMuzgar. That in the light of all of this, I think the Olam has a mistake in regard to the Ran by Amud. But that Gemara is a case, you built a mechitza, we talked about it yesterday, you built a sukkah on top of an amud. with no walls. Just you make poles and you put the skach on top. You might have the aluminum base. And the Gemara said it's no good because it's a mitzvah, it's not a mechitza, and he cares. The Ran on that Gemara says that the pshat is, why do you need a mechitza, and he cares? Says the Ran, because you need, by sukkah you need, by Shabbos it's called the Rosh Hashanah. By sukkah you need, tefanos ke'en dira. Doifin ke'en dira. That's why it's no good. The standard interpretation of that Ran is that the Ran is saying that by sukkah it's not enough to have a mechitza, you have to have a physical doifin. Gudasik is a mechitza, but it's not a physical doifin. And that's what it means, mechitza nikeres. It means it's not a physical doifin. It's an invisible doifin. You can't live in an invisible doifin. You can't have a house that's made up of gudasik and lovel. You need to have physical walls. That's the finest kain theory. That's the standard of understanding of the Ran. That's the stipple that I told you yesterday, that by mechitza, by sukkah is to dinim, this is in a mechitza, and this is in doifin, and doifin akumba is not a mechitza, and gurasik is not a doifin, gurasik is in a mechitza, but not in fanis, and doifin akumba is in fanis, and not a mechitza. That whole distinction he gets from this Ran. That the Ran says that by sukkah it's not enough to have a mechitza, you need a doifin kain theory. I think that whole thing is wrong. Because if that was the pshat on the Ran, so how come over here when he's explaining this Gemara about Chak and the difference between Shabbos and Sukkah, so that's what he should have said. He should have said that by Shabbos all I need is a mechitza, so maybe a tziruf, a mechitza, you can have a tziruf because you're separated from the Bnei Rosh Hashanah. But here you need a doifin has to be a doifin, a half a doifin is not a doifin. And that's not what the Ran says. The Ran says this other word, you need mechitza any keres, shishalah, it's a whole different word. Why don't you just invoke this new principle of doifin? And there's another reason why I think it's wrong. Because the Rishonim have, there's a Machlokes Rishonim, the Gemara talks about a case of a sukkah on top of an amud. And then there's another Gemara, later on, the same section in the sugya, that talks about a sukkah that you build not on amud, but on a building, on the roof of a building. So Machlokes Rishonim had a bigoyus in the Gemara, does that also have the problem of mechitza nikeres? Machlokes doifin in the Rambam. Some Rishonim learn that that's also lacking mechitza nikeres. Some Mishnayim say, no, that's not called the Mechitza. So I don't have to be Geres. Some Mishnayim say, no, there you don't have the problem of Mechitza Nikeres, because in the building the Mechitza is Nikeres. And both the Ritva and the Ran, they bring the Smachlaikas and the different Girsois and the Rif and the Ramam. And nobody says, the Ran himself doesn't say, what's that? What are you talking about? I just said that the problem with Mechitza Shem Nikeres is that you need a Doifin Kein Dira. But Asik is a nice Mechitza, a halacha construct, but it's not, you can't live in it. So if that was the pshat, then what's the difference if I'm on top of an amud or if I'm on top of a building? Where I am, all there in the sukkah, there's only gudasik. There's no physical wall. So what does it help the people down below in the building? For them, it's a mechitza nikeres. So they have a dira, but I don't have a dira. Where's my doifin kein dira? It's mamash absurd. But the Ran doesn't say that. The Ran discusses which gears is right. The Rif's gears, the Ram's gears. What happened to the principle that the Ram just said a second ago, or right before, the line before, that you need a doifin kein dira? If the pshat in mechitza nikeres is that in a sukkah good asik is not enough, you need a physical mechitza kein dira, then there's absolutely no difference if the sukkah is on top of an amud or if it's on top of an apartment building. What's the difference? But for the person in the sukkah, there's no dira. The answer is that was never the pshat in the Ran. The pshat in the Ran is what the Ran says by arsuk yivchak, that by it's all dini mechitza, by sukkah it's also mechitza. The only difference between Shabbos and sukkah is that on Shabbos all I care about is the effect of the mechitza, that the person inside should be godur. When it comes to sukkah, I also care about the mechitza itself, because the mechitza itself has to be nikkur, that it belongs, that it's the sheishaloh, has to be nikkur, that it's part of the chepts of the sukkah. And the problem with the sukkah on top of the amud is not that good asik is not good for sukkah. Good asik would be fine for sukkah, because good asik is a mechitza, and all I need by sukkah is a mechitza. The problem is, but it needs to be a mechitza nikeres. So people have to know there's a good asik over here. If they don't see the mechitza and recognize it as a mechitza, then they're not aware of the good asik. And if they're not aware of the good asik, then it lacks in the mechitza and ikeres shishalo. And that's why maybe there's a difference between an apartment building and an amud. In an amud, nobody even realizes this is a mechitza. So they're not aware of the good asik. In an apartment building, the people inside think of this as a mechitza all the time. So maybe they already do see that there's a good asik going up. On the other hand, the people who are on top of the roof, maybe they don't see that it's a mechitza, so they're not aware of the good asik. That's the Machlekes Rishonim. But nobody thought that Gurasik a priori can't be a Mechitza of a Sukkah, because you need a physical doifin. Not true, you need a Mechitza. But whereas in Shabbos, all I need is the Pu'ul of the Mechitza, So who cares if anybody is aware of the mechitza? It could be a mechitza that nobody even the mechitza was nobody knows the mechitza exists. What's the difference? But the nice, I have the pula of the mechitza. Here you need a mechitza hanikeres. Mechitza hanikeres. So what's the rush about doifin kentira? The rush by doifin kentira is just explaining why the itaka need a mechitza hanikeres. Where does it say taka hilcha sukkah that you need a mechitza hanikeres yishalah? So it explains, because the whole sukkah is supposed to replicate a bias. That's the idea of a sukkah. Same with Diras crowd and Sheva Diras Rai. A sukkah is a kind of bias. And in a bias, a body in the machitz is a part of the bias. So in sukkah as well, the machitz is therefore a part of the chetz of the sukkah. It needs to be nicker. I have to see the machitz, I have to be aware of the machitz, because otherwise if I'm not aware of the machitz, then the sukkah doesn't strike me as a bias. I think that's adorable. That's aside. Akoponim, the main thing that we have over here is the Rishayim are saying, these Rishayim, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, they're all saying the same distinction. By Shabbos, all I care about is the Pu'ulas HaGidur. Mitzad the Pu'ulas HaGidur, it doesn't matter if it happens in increments, what's the difference? The Pu'ulas HaGidur, at the end, happens. I'm separated from the Rishus Rabim, the Pu'ulas HaGidur happened. By Shenkin and Sukkah, it's not enough to have the Pu'ulas HaGidur. The Gedur itself, the Mechitz itself, has to be Nikeres. That's why the mechitza has to be smuch l'schach. Because if it's not smuch l'schach, I don't see the mechitza, I'm not aware of the mechitza as part of the sukkah. The mechitza itself, the chepta, the mechitza itself has to be part of the chepta of the sukkah. And they say, that's why it's not mistarif. That's why I need lovud. Because if it's not lovud, then I have the same problem of rechaikim min aschach, the same kind of problem. Even if it's not actually rechaikim min aschach. But I have the same kind of problem that I never actually see a mechitza, because the mechitza sort of, happens in ways that, in a way that each half of the mechitza is not organically connected. There's no lovud, so I perceive each half of the mechitza separately. So I'm not aware of the mechitza. So mitzad the pulas of mechitza, who cares? If the mechitza happens in the forest, it still happens. But mitzad the mechitza nikeres yishalah, it's not a mechitza nikeres yishalah. That's what these rishonim are saying. It's a little bit different than the Mechtum. It comes out. You could put this on top of the Mechtum. That's why by Shabbos I only care about the Rishus, because I only care about the Pulas HaMechitza. By Sukkah I care about the Shir and the Mechitza itself, because I care about the Mechitza and I care about Shishalah. But it's a different way of coming at it. Now, Kabbalah, I think that's what Rishonim say. So Kabbalah, that's Rishonim Tosfos as well. The Tosfos says that the problem over here is that the Mechitza is Rechaikim and Aschach. It doesn't mean that that's really the problem over here, that I have a good mechitza, but it's rechaikim min aschach. If that was the problem, doifin akumah would solve the problem. So I'll say doifin akumah, and it won't be rechaikim min aschach. That's what doifin akumah is for. Doifin akumah is for mechitza, but rechaikim min aschach. Taisus means that why does the mechitza have to be rechaikim karav l'aschach? Why can't the mechitza be rechaikim min aschach? Because the mechitza itself has to be nikeres, sheishalah, has to be nikeres as part of the chepts of the sukkah. So here, if I have a mechitza a little bit here and a little bit there, then it's taken out of mechitza in sukkah. Because it's not a mechitza, and he carries shishalah, but that seerif doesn't help. That's good for the pshat. And Taisus is makatsa. But Taisus is saying the kitsu with the Rashba and the Ran and the Ritva, they say more about Rikos. That's the takeaway from this piece of Taisus and these Rishayim. So now I want to go back, we have a few more minutes, I want to go back to Psala Yotze, and I want to say a lot with this. But this is the takeaway of Nyanenu. That when it comes to sukkah, there's the gidur, the pu'ulas hagidur. You need both things. By Shabbos, I only care when I have a mechitza on Shabbos. All I care about is the pu'ulas hagidur, the pu'ulas hagidur. When it comes to sukkah, I care about that too. I need to have the sukkah has to. We have to define a rishus of dira. But in addition, I need the mechitza itself as significant. The gedur itself, it's not only the gidur, but the gedur itself is part of the chefs of the sukkah. Mechitza nikeres. Shili Shalom. The mechitza that I see as part of the sukkah. So, when we're learning the sukkah of Psal Yotze, so there's a major problem that we never really solved. Which is that there's a big tension between Rashi Vayos, when he talks of Psal Yotze, and Rashi and Daf Yutes. Rashi Vayos makes Psal Yotze into some tremendous power. That as long as I give a hechsher, as long as the ikra sukkah has hechsher tfanos, so the chelek hatofel doesn't need a hechsher tfanos, is this very powerful medicine of Psal Yotze. The Rosh, and also the details we had, but the main thing, Rashi learns, Psala Yotzei, kind of Yisrael Pnimin HaSukkah, the Gemara of Psala Yotzei, is telling me that this new chiddush of tefelus, that as long as the Ikar HaSukkah has Hefshet Tfanis, you don't have to have Hefshet Tfanis by the Yotzei. The Tosfos really asked, doesn't know of such a Gemara. Is this magic of Psala Yotzei that the Yotzei doesn't need Hefshet Tfanis? Where did Rashi get that from? In the Gemara Psala Yotzei, you have Shtayim Kilchos and Shlishis Hakilu Tefach. You have all the Tfanis that you need. And in fact, the Gemara is beferish that only works if it's Had Doifin Bado. You have to have the long Doifin has to reach all the way to the end, because otherwise you don't have Shtayim Kilchos and Shlishis Hakilu Tefach. So there's nothing magic here. There's nothing magical going on at all. It's just a regular Shtayim Kilchos and Shlishis Hakilu Tefach. So what did the Rashi answer? So the Rashi answered, I got Tzarichus. No, you really, even though the Daifin reaches all the way to the end, but since the other Daifin not, so Gilu B'daitoi, Shayotzei Nebuchal Sukosoi, and therefore the Yotzei really only has the one Daifin, doesn't have really the other two Tefanis. So it really is Yotzei, it really lacks in Tefanis, lacks in Hefshet Tefanis, and that's the magic of Psala Yotzei, that it's enough to have Hefshet Tefanis by the Ikir and not by the Tov. So number one, so then why didn't you even Shechad Daifin Ba'ado? But moreover, this whole arichas in the Rosh about Gilu B'daitoi and so on, the Rosh got it from Rashi and Afites when Rashi was explaining the Havim, you know, the Salka Daitoi, the Psal Yotzei is no good. So there Rashi Taka said, why would I think the Psal Yotzei is no good? It has all these mechitzes. So Rashi says, it's Mucha Chamilsa that the Yotzei is not Bechal Sukosli. But when Rashi explains the Kamash below and the Psal Yotzei is good, so what did Rashi over there say in Afites? What did Rashi say in Afites? And it's Kishayim Kilchasim Shdi Sefilu Tefach. In other words, Rashi sounds like the Rid. That's the Salka Daituch, that the Yotzei is not Bechal Sukosoi. But the emes is that it's Shdi Kilchasim Shdi Sefilu Tefach. So it means, according to the Kamash Malon, there really is no magic of being Machshel Iker, and then the Tufel comes along. You have Hechshet Tfanis. It's a steer between Rashi Beyos and Rashi Daf Yates. Rashi Beyos seems to learn that the Yotzei is outside of the Hechshet Tfanis. But there's this new magic called Psala Yotzei. Rashi Daf Yates says that's not the pshat. The pshat is, yeah, you thought in the Havamino that the Yotzei is not b'chal l'sukkah, and that's why it's no good. Kamash Blon, the Yotzei that no, you have Hechshet Tfanis. The high might come up. What do we do with this? Karmel Sala asks a similar Stephen Rosh, because the Rosh himself by Chaytet Begodesh. So he brings Rishonim who say that if you have Zayin al Zayin that had a tefach, a halal tefach, then you were chaytet further. So the Rishonim said it's good al psal yaisi. And the Rosh, what are you talking about? There's no tefanis there. See, the Rosh holds that you do need mimshach chadayf and bado. You need some kind of hechshet tefanis by the yaisi. I want to suggest the following. We mock them. First of all, I talked to you. We talked already. How does this tefelus work? This magic of tefelus that Rashi and the Rosh Bayas have, that it's enough to give a hechsher to the ikir and the mela, the total doesn't need to have the hechsher. So we had a hakira. How does that work? Is the pshat that the Yotzei doesn't need Hechshet Tfanis? Or is the pshat that the Tufel doesn't need any Hechshet? Or is the pshat, no, Rashi needs a Hechshet. But with the Hechshet that I give to the Iker, Kilu is Mesiachas to the Tufel. With Saberes HaOizen, like by Brochus, you have Iker, you make a Brocha on the Iker, it passes the Tufel. How does that work? Does it work because each Tufel doesn't need a Brocha? Or the Brocha on the Iker, his kilu was on the tuffle too. Okay, not that one thing has anything to do with the other, but just to understand the. But we talked about this already. So yeah, I had raised the other day from the Shinus of Rishinim that the Pshat and Sala Yotzei, not that the Yotzei doesn't need a Hechsher, but that the Hechsher of the Iker is Messiachas to the rest. We had the Meiri, that the Itztabu is Nimshach. What is the Itztabu? What is that? Could ask the Itztabu? Itztabu is not some kind of halachic entity. What is the Itztabu is Nimshach? It means, since I was machshed to Iker HaSchach by bringing it down the Matam Echov, Ki'ilu that's Mesiachas to the rest of the Schach, Ki'ilu the whole Schach is the Matam Echov. What I want to know is the Schach, the Matam Echov, I measured by the ikar eschach, and then keilu the whole eschach is the matam itself. We like it also from the Rosh. The Rosh compares it to this case. We have a sukkah that's silosa merubah mechamosa, but in certain local spots, if you frame those spots, it's chamosa merubah, and there you see, and it's tuffel anyway. So the Rosh says, oh, you see from there, it's tefelus by eschach. That's there. It's clear the tefelus is that not that the framed areas don't need silosa merubah, but they're to tefel in the global silosa merubah. The Rosh is beferish that globally the sukkah has to be silosa merubah. But since the Rosh compares that to over here, so you see the way Tzal Yisrael works is that the hechsher that I give to the ikar is mesiaches to the whole sukkah. That's a hakdama, but put that in the back burner. Let's consider the case of Tzal Yisrael, kind of Yisrael with Me'asim. So Rashi explains the problem. Rashi and the Rosh explain the problem is that there's some kind of gili das. That when you made one wool long and one wool short, so you're megala das, that the yotze is outside of what you want to, is outside of the sukkah. Maybe you're reminiscent of the Gemara of a Rastra where you made the mitzara and one was longer and one was the other, and one was shorter, so say, well, le'imachar le'kaneged ha'kosa. And we just saw by chakka, that when you talk about mechitzas of sukkah, we have to distinguish between the gidur and the gedur. Now we need both. The mechitzas of the sukkah, they have to be geder, they have to be makif, the rishus of the sukkah, the fine rishus of the sukkah. But they also are themselves part of the chetz of the sukkah. And we have this duality, that's why we need, you know, nikara shem shalom and so on. This svara that Rashi and the Rosh say, that there's that when you made one mechitzah longer than the other, so even though in theory it's enough, because it's time for chosun shtishas hafilu tefach, but there's a gili das, that you only really want to be makif keneged hakotza. Is that a chisor in the gedur, or is it a chisor in the gidur? Is it a chisor in the mechitzas themselves, because you need the mechitzas as part of the chetz of the sukkah? Or is it a chisor in the pu'ul of the mechitzah, is that they define a reshus? What? In the gidur. It's clear, it's a chisor in the gidur. Mitzad the chetz of the tfanos, well, who cares what my kavan is? I take a luluv, and I didn't have kavanah should be a luluv. What is it? What I have a chetz of a luluv. What do you have to ask? Nobody cares what you wanted. Not a Mrs. Shichas kavanah. I don't want this thing to be a luluv. It is a luluv. Well, who cares what you want? I don't want this to be a mechitzah. It is a mechitzah. Who cares what you want? The chisorn of legila v'daitoi is a chisorn in the gidur. Since the mechitzah is to be makif and define the reshus, if I made the mechitzah in such a way that there's a gili das in the mechitzah that I only want to really be makif the area that's connected to kotzer, from the pi'ul of the gidur, it's only called that I was geider, that these mechitzas are geider connected to kotzer. But again, mitzad the metzias of the mechitzas are fine, my kavan is irrelevant. Mitzad the pi'ul of the gidur, I'm only being geider connected to kotzer, I'm not being geider, I'm not being makif connected to the whole length of the orech. On the other hand, but that still it's a problem because the ma'aseh we need both. You need to have mechitzas and you need to have a geder and you need to have the gidur. And by psal yotzi gilu v'daita that the yotzi is not bechai what I was good. So the remedy to that is this magic of psal yotzi tefelus. How does tefelus work? So we saw the way it works is whatever I do in the ikar asukah. But there, tefelus is mesiachas to the rest of the sukkah. That svar of tefelus, does that work in the gidur or in the gedur? Stavar, that it makes sense in the gidur. Again, in the gidur, but not in the gedur. We're talking about the pu'ulas ha-gidur, so you could say, was I geider the sukkah? So even though I really only want to be geider in mitzvahs, but since that mitzvah was the ikar, so ki'ilu I was geider the entire sukkah. Because the tefelistic parts are nimshach after the main part. So inside the pool of the gidur, I can imagine this magic that what I do to the ikur is mesiaches to the tefel as well. But inside the chetz of the tefanus, the chetz of the gedder, this notion that, you know, what I do to the ikur is mesiaches to the rest, I hear that in the gidur. In the gedder, it's mstab, it doesn't make any sense. At the end of the day, the sukkah, all of the sukkah, needs to have mechitzas to be a chetz of sukkah. And the yotzi doesn't have mechitzas, then it doesn't have mechitzas. The fact that the ikur of the sukkah has mechitzas doesn't make it that the rest of the sukkah has mechitzas. So it comes out, he puts the two things together again on Dr. Tess. When you have this case of psal yetzi, kind of mayetzim. So what I'm saying basically is that both the problem of Gili Das and the solution of the magic of psal yetzi, of tfelus, are both issues in the Gidur, not in the Chefetz of the Geder. So that's fine. The refuah only has to be Mirapi, the Makkah doesn't have to be Mirapi more than the Makkah. The Makkah is in the Gidur. The problem, the Tzora is in my Gili Das. My Gili Das only went as far as the Kotzer. So I was never Makkah for the rest of the Sukkah. So the rest of the Sukkah is Yotzi from the Hekif HaSukkah. That's the problem. What's the solution? Tfelus. That since this is the Ikar HaSukkah, and that's only the Chelek HaTofel, so it's enough with that I'm going to the Ikar HaSukkah, and that's then it's as if I was going to the entire Sukkah. But neither the problem nor the solution has anything to do with the other issue, which is the mechitzas themselves. I need mechitzas. Every Sukkah, the Chepta of the Sukkah has to have mechitzas. Mechitzas hanikar shem shalom. Mechitzas that are identifiable as part of the structure of the Sukkah. For that, there's no concept of tfelus. Tfelus is not going to help. But on the other hand, that was never a problem in the first place. Because as far as the Chefetz or the Mechitzas is concerned, I always had that. Because that really doesn't depend on my Das at all. I have all the Mechitzas that I need. I have Shtayim Kil Chosum, Shlishis Afilu Tefach. And as far as the Chefetz or the Mechitzas is concerned, my Das, Leimala Veleimur. But what would be, for example, if I had such a case and there was no Mimshel Chavdoi Pematon? I had two short walls, and then the sukkah, the schach went on further, without any walls. Lo yimim shechatay from bato. So mitzad the gidur, maybe I would be fine, because it's tefilus, the schach with mitzad a pesach is tefil. So maybe mitzad a gidur that wouldn't be a problem, but it's no good mitzad because forget the gidur, I need a gedder. The chefs of a sukkah has to have a gedder, has to have a mechitza, otherwise it's not a bias, kein dira. So. And the part that's beyond the Mimshecha Dovim Ado is out, doesn't have the Shayim Shul Chosim Shul Sefi Lutefam. So that's no good. But that is not going to help the concept of Tevus. That's why you always have to have Mimshecha Dovim Ado. You need Mimshecha Dovim Ado because of that you have to have the Metzias and Mechitzis. You need Shayim Shul Chosim Shul Sefi Lutefam. That was never up for grabs. If you don't have that, then you don't have anything. You need to have a Chefetz and Mechitzis. But even if you have that, but there's still a lack in the gidur mitzad the gilidat the mukhcha milsus hayotzei nimchalas to kosei. It's a problem in the what I was makif. How much did I intend to be makif with my mechitzas? I only want to be makif to ikra sukkah. For that we have the solution of this of tefilas. Tefilas will solve. That's the problem that tefilas is designed to solve, but not more than that. So melech nicho bepshitos the steer in the rashis, because both things are true. Rashi in Daf Yetes says Kamashmul and they have Shtayim Kol Chosam and Shlishis Afilu Tefach. Meaning, because without Shtayim Kol Chosam and Shlishis Afilu Tefach, you don't have a Chefetz of a Sukkah. So Vada you have to, and that's why you need Mishach Hadayim and Bado. Vada like that. Rashi in Daf by us is discussing something else. Rashi by us is discussing okay, but you still see that the Pulis Hagidur is enough. It's satisfied if I did it in the Ikar Sukkah, and the rest can be tofel. And therefore, Rashi applied it to the case of Istibah. Now let's see how does that plug into Istibah. By Istibah. So basically, the take what we have now from all this is that what kind of problems does psal yetzi solve? And what kind of problems can psal yetzi not solve? Psal yetzi can solve problems that are in the gidur. It cannot solve problems that are in the gedder. Meaning, if you don't have a mechitz at all, psal yetzi is not going to help you. If you have a mechitzah, but there's something wrong in the pu'ulis ha-gidur, you have a chetz of a mechitzah, but there's something wrong with the pu'ulis ha-gidur, to being makif, the reshus, or anything analogous to that, for that we can evoke the concept of tefilas of psal yetzi. So now we have a test. We can know where does psal yetzi work and where does it not work. So, for example, by chaytet begadish, psal yetzi does not work. That's the rush by chaytet begadish. You can't say it. Because there is not only a lack in the part that I was chaytet 7x7, but the rest of it was solid godish tasev loyim and also. Now I want to clear out the rest and I say, oh, it's fine because even though really I don't really have any really tassel lemon also, but it's really good with psal yetzi. There I never had. I lacked schach, and I lacked mechitzas. The part that was solid godish, that was not hollowed out of tefach to begin with, didn't have schach to begin with. It didn't have because it wasn't malat tefach. It didn't have mechitzas tefach to begin with. It didn't have all the things that You can't fix with Tassav Leiman Osim. You can't fix by making a Tassav Leiman Osim. What's it going to help Sal Yotzi? Sal Yotzi helps for problems in the Gidur, doesn't help for problems in the Gedur. That's what the Rosh Hashanah says, that it's like Mimshach HaDoif and Bado. Meaning, Sal Yotzi is very fine when you actually have Mimshach HaDoif and Bado, so you have all the Mechitzos. What you lack is the Gili Dast, how much you plan to be Goyder. So you can say, well, I only plan to be Goyder the Ikar HaSukkah, but the Tfeles comes along. But if you don't have the Mechitzos in the first place, so Sal Yotzi is nothing. So now we have to know. So what's the case of Istva? I have Istva, and then the Halim and Istva, I have Schach Lamalim Esrim. Well, Rashi is the Halim is Lamalim Esrim a Chisor in the Gedur or is it a Chisor in the Gilu? So let's say Rashi holds that Lamalim Esrim is a Chisor in the Mechitzas altogether, not a problem in the Schach. That we work through. The Rosh holds it's a Chisor in the Schach. Rashi holds it's a Chisor in the Mechitzas. So we elaborate. What's the Pshat in the Rashi? The Rosh is right. It's a Chisor in the Schach. It's not a problem in the Mechitzas. So I explain. The schach is a good schach. It's not a schach bosel. It's a good schach for people who are in the higher rishus. It's not a good schach. It's just not a good shidduch. Because the schach is lamala. It doesn't work for rishus that's lamata neyesu, vis-a-vis the schach. And what defines the rishus? The mechitzas. So the mechitzas define the rishus. That's why the schach is no good for the mechitzas. The mechitzas is no good for the schach. Meaning they're not a good shidduch. Because the schach that's high can only work for mechitzas to define a rishus that's also high. Can't work for a mechitzah to define a rishus that's low. That's how we explain the Rashi, that the schach by the malam esrim lacks in hefshet fanis. The fanis that define a rishus that's lamata esrim aren't good for a schach that's lamalam esrim. So we're talking about defining rishus. That's a function of the gidur of the mechitzahs. The mechitzahs have to be gidur of rishus. They have to define a rishus that's within 20 amas of the schach. And if those mechitzahs don't define a rishus that's within 20 amas of the schach, then they're not good for the schach. They don't give the schach what it needs. The schach needs to be mesachech and a rishus that's within 20 amas of it. And the defanis that are way down below, the mechitzahs that are way down below, are defining a rishus that's a nice rishus, but not for the schach. So it's a chesor in the gidur. But it's not a problem. The mechitzahs themselves, they're fine mechitzahs. Just the pool is that gidur of defining a rishus isn't good for this schach. So that's what means it lacks in this schach lacks in the hechsher atfanis. It means it lacks in the pu'ul of the tfanis. The tfanis are nice tfanis. And I have a nice looking sukkah. Beautiful. But the only problem is, what are the tfanis supposed to do? Define a rishus that's within hailing distance of the schach. These tfanis don't define the right rishus. They define the rishus. What they're doing is defining a rishus that's far away from the schach. It's no good. The schach lacks in hechsher tfanis. So it's a problem not in the tfanis, in the mechitzas themselves, in the geder. It's a problem in the gidur. And the rishus that the mechitzas are defining. That's exactly the kind of problem that Psal Yosef was designed to fix. Says Rashi, oh, Psal Yosef, since the Ikar HaSukkah, and since in the Ikar HaSukkah, I have definers that define a rishus that's within 20 amas of the schach, so the Ikar HaSukkah has hechsher definers, I have mechitzas that are doing the pu'ula of gidur that this Ikar HaSukkah needs, then that's misyachas to gilu all of the schach, and gilu all of the schach is misachet and a rishus that's within 20 amas of it. So Psal Yosef solves the problem. Of course, you have to have mechitzah. Mechitzah I have. I was never lacking mechitzah. I lack the pulis hagidur. For the pulis hagidur, you have the idea of Psal Yosef in HaSukkah. That's if you go in Rashi's version that Lamalim Esrim is a problem of the Tfanis. What about the Rosh's version that Psal Yosef is a problem of the Schach? Rumadaik the other day, it's the Rosh holds the on the Schach. But again, the Schach also, you have these two aspects. The Schach also is a mechitzah. It has the pulis. I don't have to get into lumnus as a schach. It doesn't even matter. A schach is a mesachich, but it also has to be part of the structure of the sukkah. I need the pu'ulis hasichuch. You have the same distinction by schach. There's the pu'ulis hasichuch, and then also there's the schach itself as part of the chefs of my sukkah. The schach itself is part of the chefs of the sukkah. It has to be nicker that it's part of the chefs of the sukkah. It has dinim. But also the schach has to be mesachich. That's the more of a poetic oimer. It has to have the. But that's the poshup shavim more of a poetic oimer. That the schach is also functioning as a mechitza that defines the rishus that's underneath it. That's the pulis hasichuch. Maybe there's other ways to define the pulis hasichuch. I don't have to go into all the lumdas of, exactly how, all of that cell and linyanenu. There's the schach and there's the pulis hasichuch. The same thing that we have by the mechitza. Schach lemal meyesrim. Is it a chesor in the schach or is it a chesor in the pulis hasichuch? Even according to the Rosh, that the issue is in the schach. But it's not schach posel. The Rosh himself says clearly it's not schach posel. Otherwise, as he said to the Rid said it's schach posel. How do you have Psal Yosef? The Rosh answered, no, we all like a man of time. It's not schach posel. So the schach's not schach posel. So what is it? It's not schach posel, but it's schach that's too high up. The goyim is goyim that it can't be mesachich. not able to be misachach on the reshus that's way down, that way down below. Again, that's the kind of problem Salayasi works for. Where I have the schach, I didn't have schach, there'd be nothing to talk about. If I had schach, possibly there'd be nothing to talk about. Here I have a schach. What's lacking in the pulis asichuch? The schach can't be misachach on a floor, on a reshus that's way down below. For that I have Salayasi. It's enough the schach is misachach on the itzteba, on the ikra sukkah. As long as the schach is misachach, it does the pulis asichuch for the ikra sukkah, so that's misyachas, that is misyachas, that is misachach. The pulis asichuch is misyachas to the sukkah as a whole. Again, that's what Psal Yetzi solves. That's the chiluk. Okay, that brings this curtain comes down, and so you have, I guess, tentatively the b'china will be on when should be Thursday or Sunday. What's better for
Sunday? Sunday.
Sunday. So let's say the b'china will be on Sunday. I have the extra weekend also, and that's it. Mr. Shem, I'll post. A briefer version of the notes. The way it works, I'll make a document that has just the main part. I'll take out that's less the digested version. I'm not going to take out the footnotes. It's just too laborious for me to delete all the footnotes. But you're not responsible for the footnotes. Yeah, you're not responsible.